party. Let's meet today's contestants. A college student from San Marino, California, Michael Blue. A grant writer from Las Vegas, Nevada, Leslie Minot. And our returning champion, an assistant professor of African history from San Diego, California, T.J. Talley, whose one day cash winnings total $18,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Jeopardy has been on a great roll lately. Competitive games and games that are a lot of fun. And today, I promise you, we'll live up to that. TJ, you get to pick first from these categories in the Jeopardy round. Early American history, city words, oval and oval again, science books, the hip-hop era, and finally, nonprofits. And in the category city words, each correct response will be the name of a city. Where do we start?
History for 600.
Two English astronomers completed this line in 1767. TJ.
What is the line of settlement?
Nope.
Leslie or Michael? What is the Mason-Dixon line?
Go again.
800.
Leonard Calvert and friends landed in what's now this state in 1634 and held the first mass in the colonies. TJ.
What is Maryland?
Right.
1,000.
Congress adopted these November 15, 1777, though they weren't ratified for another 4 years. TJ.
What are the Articles of Confederation?
Correct.
Early American for 400.
The first book printed in what's now the United States was a 1640 translation from the Hebrew of the Book of These Songs. Leslie.
What are Psalms?
That's it.
City words for 200.
A capital Cuban cigar. TJ.
What is a Havana?
Right.
Early American 200.
On December 16, 1773, during a wild night of partying, 342 chests of this were dumped into Boston Harbor. TJ.
What is tea?
Tea, yes.
City words 800.
Any gathering place that attracts devotees of a specific topic. Leslie.
What is... Sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. Michael or TJ? City we're going for this time? Mecca. Mm. It's a Mecca. Back to TJ.
600, city words.
Jovan Musk is a popular brand. You smell good, man. Michael.
What is cologne?
Right, that's the city.
City words for 1,000.
The protective care of God. TJ.
What is providence?
Good.
City words 400.
A version of hold'em poker where the player is dealt four cards. Leslie.
What is Texas?
Nope. TJ or Michael? What is Omaha? All right, we're done with that category. TJ?
Oval and oval again, 200.
Random House defines it as an inflated oval with a bladder contained in a casing usually made of leather. TJ?
What is a football?
That's it.
Oval and oval for 600.
In 1939, T.A. Peterman founded this company known for premium heavy-duty trucks and its red oval logo. And that would be Peterbilt. Back to TJ.
Science books, 600.
When life nearly died, travels back 251 million years to the greatest mass this of all time, which wiped out 90% of life on Earth. Leslie.
What is extinction?
Yes.
Science books for 800.
The fabric of reality explores the idea that there is a multiplicity of parallel Vs. The one we know is the tangible one. Michael.
What are universes?
Yes.
Oval for 4.
Since its creation in 1880, the Resolute Desk has spent a lot of time in this workroom. Michael.
What is the Oval Office?
You got it. And that takes you to 1800. Takes us into break number 1. We'll pause. We'll come back. Even before he knew he was going to be a contestant on today's program, college student Michael Liu was in effect practicing for his appearance here, because when you watch Jeopardy, what do?
I always get a little pen to click it. I like to click along with the show, really, with like the buzzer at home.
Uh-huh. And do you find that most of the time when you're watching at home now, you beat the players?
Depends on the episode.
Yeah. Depends on the categories, too.
Yeah.
All righty. Leslie Minot from Las Vegas, Nevada. Studied in England, France, and India. That sounds like it's fun.
Wonderful experiences. I was working toward a degree in comparative literature, so it helps you get around.
How much time did you spend abroad, and which of those three was your favorite?
I was 9 months in India. I was 6 months and a summer in France at two different times, and I was a semester in England. And how to choose, they're all amazing.
A summer in France is pretty good. All right, TJ Talley is from San Diego. You're an assistant professor of African history. Africa, giant continent, many cultures, many countries. Are you a specialist? I mean, how do you, where do you specialize?
So I work in 19th century colonial South Africa, specifically with Zulu and British colonial people.
Have you visited South Africa?
Many times, and I've lived there quite a few times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, and when I was learning Zulu, I had to live with a host family for quite some time.
Okay. All right, well, exciting place. Let's get back into this. Michael has command of the board, and let's see what he does with his next selection.
Oval for eight.
The oval window forms part of the boundary between the middle and the inner parts of this organ. TJ.
What is the stomach?
No. Leslie or Michael? Talking about the ear. Back to you, Michael.
Oval for 1,000.
The main venues for the 2010 Olympics in this Canadian city, including the Richmond Speed Skating Oval, remain in use. Michael.
What is Vancouver?
Yes.
Science for 2.
In 2001, Ernst Mayr published an explanation of Darwinian theory called What This Process Is. Michael.
What is evolution?
Correct.
Science for 4.
The eighth day of this biblical event covers the development of molecular biology. Leslie.
What is creation?
Good.
Nonprofits for 200.
This group, founded by Ingrid Newkirk and Alex Pacheco, helped get the auto industry to stop using animals in crash tests. Leslie.
What is PETA?
Yes.
Nonprofits for 400.
The name of this food bank sounds like a miraculous food from Exodus chapter 16, but it's actually an acronym. TJ.
What is manna?
Manna, yes.
Science books for 1,000.
Who better to write thermodynamics than this Italian-American physicist who helped create the first nuclear chain reaction? Michael.
It was Fermi?
Enrico Fermi, yes.
Nonprofits for 6.
In 1970, a group of law students and attorneys founded this environmental group, the NRDC. TJ.
What is Greenpeace?
No. Leslie.
What is the Natural Resources Defense Council?
That's it.
Nonprofits for 8.
Answer there. Daily double. And happy to see you on the plus side with 1,000.
500.
500 it is. Service above self is a motto of this service group, so named for how its meetings originally moved around to different offices. Leslie?
What?
Oh, too much time. Moved around. Rotary International. All right, you're at 500, but you select again.
Nonprofits for 1,000.
Here's the logo of this nonprofit newsroom that uses the moral force of investigative journalism. Leslie.
What is ProPublica?
Good.
Hip-hop era for 200.
T-Pain and Kanye West brought this pitch correction technology to mainstream hip-hop. Michael.
What is Auto-Tune?
Yes.
Hip-hop for 4.
This 2015 hip-hop biopic was, for a time, the highest-grossing film with an African-American director, F. Gary Gray. TJ.
What is Straight Outta Compton?
Yes.
Hip-Hop 600.
She staked her claim as the queen of hip-hop on the 2010 track Monster. TJ.
Who is Nicki Minaj?
Correct.
Hip-Hop 800.
With artists like Jay-Z and LL Cool J, the Motown of hip-hop is this record label, co-founded by Rick Rubin. And that would be Def Jam. Now the last clue. This Naughty by Nature classic with hip-hop in its title got new fans when Rita Wilson rapped along in a 2020 clip. And that would be Hip-Hop Hooray. All right, Michael in the lead. Leslie going first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. We had some tough clues in that first round. Perhaps things will be a lot easier in Double Jeopardy. Leslie, you're selecting first, and here are those categories. The 2020 Pulitzer Prizes, followed by crossword clues with the letter G in quotation marks. Each correct response will begin with that letter. Then we deal with countries of the world, as opposed to someplace else, taking your measure, alliterative TV shows, and non-profits. Notice the spelling there. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with crossword clues. G, 400.
French device that took a little off the top. 10 letters. Leslie.
What is guillotine?
Good.
Crossword clues, 800.
Severe congestion on the road. 8 letters. Michael.
What is gridlock?
That's it.
G for 12.
Sociable or extroverted. 10 letters. TJ.
What is gregarious?
That's it.
Crossword, 16.
A small ape. Like a siamang, 6 letters. The G this time comes up in gibbon. Back to you, TJ.
Let's finish it out for 2000.
Pertinent to the topic, 7 letters. Michael.
What is germane?
That's right.
Countries for 4.
Snieżka in Bohemia is this country's highest point. TJ.
What is the Czech Republic?
That's right.
Countries for 2000.
The name of this kingdom just south of Tibet may be derived from Sanskrit for the end of Tibet. Leslie.
What is Bhutan?
Bhutan.
Countries, 800.
Basilicata and Campania are administrative regions of this country. Michael.
What is Vatican City?
No. Leslie.
What is Italy?
Italy, yeah.
1,200 countries.
The islands called the Azores lie about 800 miles from this country to which they belong. Michael.
What is Portugal?
Good.
Country 16.
In Africa, to the northwest of Guinea, is Guinea this? TJ.
What is Guinea-Bissau?
Yes.
Nonprofits, 400.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in this animal's clothing. Inwardly, they are ravening wolves." TJ.
What are sheep?
Yes.
Nonprofits, 1,200.
In the Old Testament, this true prophet, Eliyahu in Hebrew, humiliates and then kills the 450 false prophets of Baal. TJ.
Who is Elijah?
Elijah, correct.
Nonprofits, 800.
In Acts of the Apostles, the false prophet Elimas, also known as Bar-Jesus, has a bad day when this man calls him a child of the devil. TJ.
Who is Peter?
Nope. Leslie or Michael? He was called that by Paul. Back to you, TJ.
Nonprofit 16.
In Revelation, the beast and the false prophet are tossed into a lake of fire burning with this substance. Michael.
What is brimstone?
Correct.
Nonprofits for 2.
The first letter of John decries as false prophets this early movement whose name is from the Greek for knowledge. TJ.
What is Gnosticism?
Yes.
Alliterative TV shows for 800.
Answer. Daily Double. All right. You are $200 off the lead.
$2,500.
Okay. The Hatfields and the McCoys were appropriately armed for an appearance on this game show.
What is Family Feud?
Correct. Back in the lead.
Let's do alliterative for 12.
With her mystical lariat, Linda Carter roped troublemakers into shape on this series from the late 1970s. TJ.
What is Wonder Woman?
Good.
Alliterative for 16.
A crime that wasn't solved is considered this, also the name of a CBS drama series that ran for 7 seasons. TJ.
What is a cold case?
Yes.
Alliterative TV shows for 2000.
Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari starred in this 1980s show, whose title punningly refers to close friends. TJ.
What is Bosom Buddies?
Good.
Alliterative for 400.
The fried chicken franchise Los Pollos Hermanos was a front for nefarious foulness on this show. TJ?
What is Breaking Bad?
You got it.
Taking your measure, 400.
To the Romans, it was a distance of 1,000 paces. TJ?
What is a mile?
Yeah.
Taking your measure, 800.
Cheers. An imperial one is 0.568 liters. TJ?
What is a pint?
Pint is right.
Taking your measure for 12.
Answer. The other Daily Double.
Let's do 7,300.
Okay, here's the clue. The unit abbreviated MJ is used to describe the heft of extrasolar planets and other astronomical bodies. M is for mass, J is for this.
What is Jove's?
Oh, TJ, sorry, you're so close. Correct response, what is Jupiter, not Jove's? So you lose a bit there. Pick again.
Let's go with taking your measure 2000.
The poise is a measure of this, a fluid's resistance to flow. Michael.
What is viscosity?
You are right.
Measure for 16.
In 2018, it was decided to retire physical objects, like the one seen here, as the standard of this metric unit of measure. TJ.
What is a kilogram?
Good.
Pulitzer Prizes for 800.
The Washington Post won for a report on climate change named this number of degrees Celsius, the critical increase for global warming. TJ.
What is 4?
No. Michael.
What is 3?
No. Oh, Leslie, you should have rung in with 2, because that's the response we're going for. TJ, back to you.
Let's do 1,200.
The inaugural award for audio reporting went to an episode of this Ira Glass-hosted show. TJ.
What is This American Life?
Yes.
1,600.
Nicole Hannah-Jones won for the New York Times Multimedia Project, named for this year when 20 slaves were brought to Virginia. TJ.
What is 1619?
Yes.
2,000.
The Music Pulitzer went to Anthony Davis for his opera about these wrongly convicted 5 from Harlem. Michael.
What is it, Central Park 5?
That's it. Now the last clue. Reuters photographers won for pictures of this Chinese region's month-long protests. Michael.
What is Hong Kong?
Right. And that takes you to 12,600. You're within reach of the lead, certainly. Leslie's still alive with 4,700. All three of you pay attention. Here comes your final Jeopardy category. Novel characters. Novel characters. See you in a moment.
USA Insulation.
A woman carjacked in the city. What police say she did next that left them stunned. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore investigates if the ransomware attack on Baltimore County Public Schools could have been prevented. Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The subject for final today, novel characters. Players, here's your clue. This character from an 1851 novel was intent on an audacious, immitigable, and supernatural revenge. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. He didn't get the revenge, and it ended quite badly for him. Leslie, we come to you first. You were in third place with 4,700, and your response is you weren't able to come up with anything, Mr. Something. It's going to cost you 2,000. That drops you down to 2,700. Takes us to Michael Liu. He had 12,600, and he thought of the monster Frankenstein, and that's incorrect also. It'll cost you 10,000. You're at 2,600. Now let's go to TJ, our champion. He had 14,000, and his response was, who is the Count of Monte Cristo? No, the chase for the great white whale, Captain Ahab. How much did our champion invest and lose? 12,000. He's going to finish in third place. And Leslie Minot, congratulations. You're the new Jeopardy champion. You kind of ruined our average of 25,000, but you can make up for it on tomorrow's program. You're going home with 2,700. And we're going home also. We'll return in 23 and a half hours from now.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.